Yes, y'all. Welcome in to episode 4 of Podomania 4. It's your boys, the Dumb Marks Podcast, breaking everything down from night 2 of WrestleMania, giving our recap, and leading you up into Monday Night Raw, the Raw after Mania, which is always the most anticipated Raw of the year. If you listen to Cody Rhodes this morning on or this afternoon on Pat McAfee's show, tune in because they're already going to start the new story tonight. And Chris, you said it's hour free tonight, right? First hour
commercial free. Yep. I'm hoping it feels like a Raw after Mania again. It's been a while since we've had one of those.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That just ties into the biggest event of the year, Podomania 4, as well as WrestleMania. Setting records, Triple H touted the business numbers as he does in his press conference last night. Over 145,000 people over 2 days. One of the biggest gates in WrestleMania history. The Raw, biggest gate in Raw that they set last week, that record's already done. They're breaking that tonight with the record here tonight. So I think they're fitting in over 18,000 people I saw on WrestleTix.
You know what happens too? Those ticket prices keep going up.
Yeah.
But well, he talked about that on night one press conference. You know, he said they're constantly looking at that to make it to where everybody can still go and enjoy a WWE event, and they don't want to price the fans out. And we've seen that with sports teams here locally when they moved into a new arena, ones that play on ice, who shall not be named, but you move into a new arena. You said them ticket prices higher than the fan base that was there that you want there. The Loud Rockets fan base goes and switches over to the corporate sit on your hands and we're only there for business deals. And you don't get the same atmosphere. So,
yep. Well, when you get hot, them ballpark tickets ain't $6 no more.
Yep.
Yep, exactly.
Or when you have a good team. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't have to worry about that here.
So, yeah. No, we got a great team here. 4 days, 4 shows wrapping up here. As always, we appreciate everybody for rocking and rolling with us. This is our biggest event of the year. As I said, we enjoy doing this each and every year around WrestleMania weekend. So thanks to all you guys for coming in and hanging out with us on 4 days and 4 nights.
Thank you to everybody that's in here right now. So let us know what you thought of the weekend.
Yeah. And before we deep dive into night 2 and break it all down, this weekend has been about apologies for me, right? I've come on the show and apologized a couple times. I'll come on the show again today, and I'll start off with another apology.
Cody says do the work, so you're doing the work.
Hey, listen. When I'm right, I'm right. I'll bury Horwitz the shit out of my back. But when I'm wrong, I'll come in here and admit it, okay? God damn it, they got me. They overbooked the hell out of the main event, and I absolutely loved every single minute of it. I thought it was perfectly. And it didn't take away from the victory. I said on yesterday's show, I wanted a clean win for Cody. And nah, they hit every single note as they should have last night, and it came off in spectacular fashion. So
I felt like they didn't overdo it with the bloodline rules or anything too. It fit where it needed to fit.
I was expecting to overdo it. I kind of wanted to overdo it.
All right. Well, I guess
we're getting right into it.
All right. Boys are a little tired today. You know, these long nights, early mornings, when you still got a regular 9-to-5, you know, kind of suck once you start getting up there in age.
Yes.
So, you know, undesirable to undeniable, completed, finished the story, landed the plane, whatever other metaphor you want to give for the situation, came true last night. The initial reaction when he got the belt handed to him, and before I say that, I saw some hate on the timeline last night for Samantha Irvin. And for those of you that had hate on the timeline for Samantha Irvin, are out of your mind.
Yeah.
That woman over 2 nights was superb in everything she did. And Triple H gave her a shout out today. Michael Buffer gave her a shout out.
That's the one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Pat McAfee says all the time, hey, don't tell me nothing. I want to react.
Yeah.
And that's why I think he fits so good on commentary, because he's literally all of us on a live microphone reacting as it plays out.
Exactly.
The emotion in hearing the tears in her voice as she made that announcement of Cody Rhodes winning the belt just capped off everything that was that main event. Like, it was unbelievable to hear that. And you don't get that. You don't get that many true, authentic moments in times, not just in wrestling. I'm talking about just, you know, sports in general, because everybody's so worried about having their phone out and this, that, and the other, like not taking the moment in and being there and being present. And boy, when you heard it in her voice as she was struggling to get through that, because she was just overcome with such tears of joy, it made it, you know, that was just the cherry on the already amazing Sunday that was that main event.
I don't know if I could praise Samantha more than enough week in and week out. The stuff that she does, like one of the things that pissed me off a while ago was whenever like someone backstage told her to stop doing like the Chelsea Green and stuff. Yeah. It's just like, let her be original. That's the fun of it. Yeah. It's like, and she just, her stock rose this whole weekend in the company.
I mean, we were there for Lillian, like, and most people around our age would have Lillian as you know, the number one. But Samantha, man, what she does is just, it's her own thing and it works. And she's there. She pulled double duty in ring out. Like, it was just, it was a fantastic weekend for her all around. So kudos to her for that authenticity and that realism that is often overlooked and underappreciated. And I'm glad she got the flowers from the people that she got the flowers from. Because if you got your boss praising you, which, you know, if you're at work, everybody wants praise from the boss at some point in time, right? But then if you have peers like Michael Buffer, and you know what Michael and Bruce Buffer are, they're goats in and of itself. I mean, let's get ready to rumble. Every time he says that, I think he gets paid $2 million. So like, when you get that type of flowers given to you, it means a lot. So I'm hoping she's beaming from ear to ear today, because she did a tremendous job over the weekend. With that being said, so I just want to take pause out, because I saw that and I'm like, there is no way that y'all are picking this. Yeah. Like, this is where you're directing it to now.
I saw hate for some other stuff online too, but I wasn't expecting to hear any hate towards her.
Yeah. So, all right.
And the other hate was ridiculous too. But,
well, if you're going where I think you're going, we'll touch on it as we break down this main event, which I chimed in online and dropped in a couple people's messages, not DMs directly, but comment back, because it was just ridiculous. So main event, thoughts, feelings, we're here now. The Cody era, you know, it's here.
I enjoyed the hell out of the match. But you know me and Roman matches too, but this match I thought completely delivered.
I kind of laid down and nodded off during the Jimmy J spot, so I had to go back and watch that. But overall, I enjoyed it. The run-ins.
I mean, it was 5 minutes of Endgame. You had five minutes of Endgame.
I had to disassociate from the story.
You had you had that on your left. And then you had all the spots that Endgame gave you in the final battle scene.
Like, they got the pop from me, but then I was like, okay, why is he here? Okay, why is he here? Okay, why is he here?
Yeah.
Like, why'd he do it like this? And then it felt like, you know, in a concert playing, and then the band gets their solo, like, here's John Cena on the drums. Give you a solo. Get out. Solo on the keyboard. Get out. That's what it felt like. Everybody hit, like, one, two moves and then left. I wanted more of a brawl.
But every
Want that AEW brawl, huh?
I kind of did. You said they said Bloodline rules. I was expecting the whole match to just be nothing but a train wreck.
But I think for the run-ins itself, I think it all tied into the story with everybody that they had.
I didn't feel like anything overshadowed.
And,
that's why I like that.
Not at all, didn't overshadow the story at all. Or the match.
Like, I think I saw Bobby Roode was the agent for the match. So
Well, you know, Hayes does all of Roman stuff. Yeah. Damon, but yeah, but Bobby Roode, the glorious one himself, produced both main events on both nights, along with Michael Hayes. Yeah, Bobby Roode. You know, we hear Jason Jordan's name get mentioned. Obviously, TJ with the Royal Rumbles and that. But Bobby Roode, from a producer standpoint, is one of the ones that is getting high praise coming out of WrestleMania weekend.
Nice. Yeah, for me, watching the main event, I was like, when the running started, and man, you know me and my legend, hey, I was like, oh, I can't wait to get on the podcast tomorrow and rip it up. But I watched it back again today, and just like Steve, they got me. They did. they got me after watching this second time. I was like, okay. I was like, I'll let it slide. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. Watching the second time, I was just like, damn. I just enjoyed the hell out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The threads and the callbacks and the Easter eggs, and Roman said it in his press conference after night one, y'all got to pay attention. This isn't your dad's wrestling. Like, you have to pay attention. And I mean, from Seth literally being the literal shield, going back to the promo he cut to Cody to team up to take down Roman, and all that has transpired, to Roman's obsession with Seth for turning on him 10 years ago, coming back to being, you have the Roman Empire, you have the Persian Empire, you have it all. You're the conqueror of conquerors, and you gave it all away because you couldn't stop the obsession with the one Achilles heel that you had. And that, even that obsession part, even plays back to the obsession part in the beginning of night two with Drew winning the belt, saying how Seth was obsessed with The Rock, obsessed with the limelight, obsessed with inserting himself in other people's storylines. And then he was so obsessed with CM Punk that he got cashed in on it after about 5 minutes. Yeah. So, like, there was just constant tie-ins. And from Solo to Cena, which Solo took Cena out. Okay, cool. Then The Rock, and you get rock bottom. Cena's out. Then the gong goes off. It's like, holy shit, Taker. Like, and I know people were like, oh, well, it should have been Stone Cold. And I bet that's where you were going, Chris, because that's the hate that I saw. Should have been Stone Cold. It should have been the glass shatter, and they couldn't strike a deal. And this is the worst thing ever. It's like, yo, Yinzer hate you on Taker.
We have to bring this up because a certain someone that we know that went to Mania, he messaged me the same thing today. We'll discuss that later, Doc.
But you're hating on Taker.
Yeah,
I couldn't hate it because of the reaction. The way that crowd popped, it was just you can't hate it.
And it's like, well, how does Taker play into this? Well, wasn't Taker's last match against Roman?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's one story thread there.
His yard.
Well, the actual last match, that AJ was the cinematography match, right? Then Taker and Rock have had their beefs throughout time, right? And Taker is what? He's the sheriff. He's the locker room leader. He's the, you know, so if he's out there,
that's exactly why I didn't mind it.
Cody said it on McAfee show today, like, to see Taker as I'm laying on the mat going, holy shit, that's the sheriff, and he's out here for me, giving his stamp of approval for me to say, we're not doing this nonsense. Like, it ends here. You can't be mad at it. And would Stone Cold have been great? Absolutely. Would you have gotten the same pop if the glass shattered as the gong went off? Absolutely. Like, you're talking Stone Cold and Undertaker here. You're arguing over 1A, 1B on Mount Rushmore's across the board for a majority of people.
But if this idea was pitched to Stone Cold, like, I know he's very picky on what he chooses with WWE all the time. Like, there's been many times he's turned WrestleMania appearances down. I could see why he turned it down. You know, it would just been something quick, you know, easy does it, you know, what's the point of bringing him out there just for that? But yeah, it to me, Taker instead of Stone Cold, it didn't change anything. So it was still the focus wasn't supposed to be on them. It was just supposed to be a moment.
And they also did it in a way that it never really took away from Cody and Roman.
Mm-mm. No.
Like, to your point, Jay, if there would have been more involvement and more of a brawl and things dragged out a little bit more with the people getting it, doing the interfering, maybe it takes away from the match and Cody and Roman. I don't feel there was any less shine on those two guys for the main event that they put on with the run-ins that they had.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's like, I think it was only Solo that hit Cody. And then I think it was just Cena that hit Roman. So it's not like you had a lot of interaction with everybody running in. It was just one for one and goal.
Mm-hmm. Because afterwards, they still had their match going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After everybody left, it was still the two of them in the ring that had to finish everything.
There was still a part of me as he pulled up for the, the three crossroads before the 1-2-3. There was still a part of me that was like, I didn't believe that he was going to get the 1-2-3. Mm-hmm. Whether it was something else was going to happen or Roman was going to kick out. Like, if Roman would have kicked out at that spot, that place, I think, there would have been a riot at that point. After everything that happened, all those people coming in, you clear out, and it's just them two back at it again. If he kicks out of that third crossroads, I think, he's the biggest enemy in Philadelphia since Clubber Lang beat Rocky.
I had to go back and watch, because at the moment I was watching the action in the ring. I had to go back and rewatch to see Paul's reaction as it was happening.
Yeah, I missed Damon's reaction.
Yeah, I didn't see it the first time. I had to go back and rewatch that. No, it wasn't, 21-1 or anything reaction, but it was the wise man just in a way in disbelief. And I don't know if you guys saw the after the match.
With him and Paul and Roman.
Love that.
Yeah.
I tweeted out last night, I said, whether it's, 3, 5, 7, 10, 20 years from now, Roman's reign, these 3.5, almost 4 years of the Bloodline story and what he did, it will be appreciated and viewed in a completely different light than what it was as it was going on.
It's going to be certain generations' story of what got them hooked or what they're going to talk about looking back is when they were kids watching it.
Mm-hmm. It's never been done in the modern era, and I don't believe you can duplicate it again in the modern era. I really don't.
No, we always talk about how the Attitude Era. Mm-hmm. We go back to that a lot because that's an era that we grew up in. I think this is going to be very something that somebody else is going to talk about. Like, one day they'll be like, I miss when wrestling was like this. Yeah.
But even in the Attitude Era, look at the runs. None of them was this.
Oh, it was hot potato with the title then, but
yeah.
And then even Cena, his decade and a half, almost 20 years of dominance, he wasn't, yes, he was the top guy, but he didn't.
I think he only had a 1 year run, was the longest reign.
Yeah, his title reigns were never that long. So, coming out of the pandemic, no fans, and Hunter brought this up too. Like, there's very few that, as you're in the business, actually change the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And he changed the industry, whether you like it or not. But the way that they're telling stories now, and you can start seeing it move into different avenues and different people intersecting and how they're flowing it down the card with the storytelling. And I think it's only going to continue to go on as we move forward in this new Renaissance era, as was Cody filed trademark for and got. So maybe that's what they'll start calling it, or the Paul Levesque era. Triple H era, but yeah, it's like you really got to sit there and pay attention on a week in, week out basis, because they're dropping Easter eggs all over the place, and they culminated in a 4-year long build. Now, will this be Marvel had Infinity War Endgame, and then it ended, and now Marvel's been on the decline, and they need to get their shit back together. For Cody's sake, I'm hoping it doesn't turn into that.
No. I heard somebody saying a Roman Redemption story. Hey, he needs all the thanks. He needs all the thanks.
So Roman's redemption story, how about I feel like this weekend was more about Seth's redemption story. Mm-hmm. And like finally coming full circle, making up for the plan B turn on the Shield. Like, yes, yeah. Seth was a fan favorite, and it's easy mm-hmm. with the theme song and the entrance music to get caught up and everything else, mm-hmm. but like from a true character standpoint, Seth really never made it back to that moment in time where he was a true fan favorite and was yeah. viewed upon positively in that light. And I feel like this weekend he completed that circle for himself. Now I feel him and Becky are both going to take some time off.
You need to.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. But, yeah, I thought his redemption story overall – over the weekend played out beautifully, and just him the Shield music with the tactical gear, putting the chair in the ring, like taking the Superman punch and then the chair shot. It was just, yeah, that popped me the most. I think.
Did anybody question about who was coming down?
Yes. Yes. As soon as the Shield music hit, yeah. because I was like, Seth is hurt. I was like, I know this man, Triple H, didn't get Moxley back.
Yeah. Because Triple H was saying, Sider, you ain't seen nothing yet. You
know? Man, it did. I was like, whoa. I'm like, no, they didn't.
You want to talk about a coup, man? The video package, the video footage AEW is going to release on Wednesday, which is just.
We'll talk about that after.
Save that next weekend. We're going to save that till next Saturday when we bring up the week that wasn't pro wrestling. But yeah, he would have had Tony Khan would have been releasing contracts and languages, everything else. If Dean Ambrose would have came down that crowd last night,
you would have had TNA at Rumble, AEW at WrestleMania.
So right now, as of Cody's win last night, it's the first time since 2020 that a member of the Shield is not a heavyweight champion in pro wrestling. One of the three members has held a heavyweight title this entire run at different points. Obviously, Moxley's won it a couple times in AEW. Mm-hmm. Seth with the heavyweight title, and then Roman's been the continuous champ throughout. So that's kind of like the AFC side of the Super Bowl, where it was like, you know, for 20 years it was Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, or Ben Roethlisberger in the Super Bowl. Like, it was that type of run.
That's it. Well, does that put him on the greatest faction?
Well, they didn't do it together. They did it in separate companies and break it up. That's a stretch to put that fact out there, but at the same time, that's pretty damn impressive that those three guys literally ran the industry for 4 years.
I mean, we've brought up, you know, we've had this discussion about factions and Jason, and just we've talked about the after, like how Batista and Orton went on afterwards to however many numerous titles that they won, and even the Four Horsemen afterwards and in between. Yeah, I mean, I think this, when it's all said and done and they're all retired and we're sitting back talking about the Shield and the impact on wrestling, I think that will definitely, you know, everything they did, even as singles competitors, will talk just as much as the group.
Yeah. Link forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. Like, we, at some point in time, we need that one last either Shield reunion or one last Shield match.
Triple threat.
I think you will get it at some point.
Will you?
I think you will. Yeah. If they're still friends, which I don't know if they are for sure, but I'm sure they probably are. You know, if they're still in communication, I think it will happen.
So, but before we go into more for Cody and what we may see coming forward and whatnot, before we wrap up this main event discussion. Mark brought up in the comments, thank you, Tribal Chief. Roman's run, Roman's reign. Thoughts now that it's ended? I know we're a day out, but we had time to digest it a little bit.
I'm saying, man, where do you go from here? It's going to be a hard act to follow.
I'm interested in seeing what happens next. Because, I mean, Triple H said it last night. You know, if you think the story's over with for Roman, it's not. You know, the next chapter is just beginning.
Yeah, he sounded so excited about where Roman's going.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. if you have that much energy and excitement after, I know he got maybe 37 minutes of sleep all weekend, and you're that hype and excited about where he goes next, like, okay, you got me wanting to see what happens with Roman. I still feel the end goal is Roman Rock 41, as far as that. But Chris is more of a hater on this than me, but I've been over and above Bloodline since day one when this story first started. As soon as they panned to the wise man sitting next to Roman in the locker room, I was immediately hooked. Because to me, that was the Heyman, and then them allowing Roman to be Roman. Those were the two things that were missing. Like, it wasn't forced. It wasn't shoved down our throats. It organically happened. But Roman being himself, and then Heyman, like, he's the unsung hero in all of this. It doesn't the drink doesn't get started without the wise men. And those two, out of all of Paul Heyman's guys, I know he was with Lesnar the longest, but him and Reigns is my favorite pairing of Paul Heyman guys.
That's what got me on Paul Heyman train.
Yeah, very true.
I said it the other day. I've been a Paul Heyman guy for years. And when all is said and done for him, you know, when he finally decides to take that final step away from wrestling, the man's been a genius in the pro wrestling industry for decades now, and he deserved the flowers he got at the Hall of Fame, and he deserves more to come in the years that he has left.
Well, and now I think you're hearing more and more people vocally bring up Heyman's name and give him praise. Like McAfee on his show, I hate to keep referencing Pat, but he was at WrestleMania and did, you know, 6 hours of live TV over Friday and today with it. But he's brought up on his show in the past, and he may even have brought it up Friday. I forget who he was talking to. But he's brought up before where, like, he'd be in the back and Heyman would just walk by and Heyman would just nonchalantly mention something to him. And then it would, like, he'd walk away and then Pat would be like, oh shit, like 30 seconds later, the light bulb would go off. And then later on in the night, he'd be out there and do exactly what Heyman said. And it came off perfect. Like, he just has that innate ability to see the business in a way that maybe arguably nobody else has seen it besides the man that shall not be named that ran the company for 40 some years.
Yeah.
I feel like with this run, you got more character out of Heyman. He wasn't just the mouthpiece. So, like, all the expressions, taking the bumps, that just sold me on him. He wasn't the focal point. He was just an accessory to Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, everything from the phone, call Roman Reigns. Like, everything. Like,
his last year, that little, I don't you remember how long that was that Roman took off.
Where his hair went gray. He stopped dying it. Yeah.
Just like little details like that. Yeah.
Or the time he got fired and grew the stubble for a day.
Dyed it back in, and as soon as the Tribal Chief came back and, you know, brought the Fountain of Youth to Paul Heyman again. Like, but, I mean, really, like, look, Roman said it countless times, but look at the people that they've elevated over a 4-year period.
Yes.
Jimmy and Jay. You don't just look at them as the Twins or the Usos. You look at them as now Jimmy and Jay. You know who's who, where it's not just one person. It looks like the other person, right?
Hair can make a difference.
Yeah, Sammy. the Usyk, you're not feeling Usyk? Like, that's one of the best and greatest cracks of a pro wrestler live I've ever seen. You know, everything with
that was SNL level there.
Yeah, everything that he did and was elevated to where he ends Gunther's streak on night one. Like, Sammy's not beating Gunther if the Bloodline storyline doesn't happen. Kevin Owens, like, it's just been a who's who. And you look at Cole rattled off the names that he's beaten over the run. You can make fun of, well, he's only defended the title 31 times, and Hogan defended it 464, and blah, 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 blah. It's like, yo, did you listen to the names that they rattled off before the match last night? It's literally a Hall of Fame list of people that he's beaten during this run. Name me another champion that has rattled off a Hall of Fame resume of wins during their title reign. So I just thought it made up for night one. I feel like night one bled into night two. It was definite two-night event. But hell, if you have Vince Russo
I didn't online see anything about him, so
tagging people directly and praising WWE, you did your job.
Yes.
Night two overall was a good ass show for me.
Yeah, talked about the match card. Yes, it was.
Yeah, night and day.
Yes, it was.
Triple H said something last night during the press conference, and he goes, people were saying something to him like, he goes, this is like a completely different crowd. He goes, yeah, they're not frozen.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Just like, if that really had something to do with it, okay, that makes more sense now. But yeah, nah. I felt like just the whole energy just felt completely different night two.
Do they have different So not everybody that buys the ticket to night one, do they automatically get night two?
No. No. You got to buy both. You can do a combo or you can buy individually.
All right. So then that can also play into a little bit with, you know, crowd wise and reaction wise. But I feel like the cold obviously played into a factor at night one.
Yeah.
But you do night two, you had the end game. You had the 2 year long story of somebody that's going for something nobody in his family's ever had, the prodigal son returning home versus the conqueror, the tribal chief, the head of the table, the guy that's had a stronghold on the company for 4 years and has led it into heights that it hasn't seen since the mid 90s. So yeah, if you can't get up and excited for that. But the rest of the card definitely played a part. So, all right. So, main event, let's backtrack. Let's go to the beginning of the show. Stephanie McMahon.
Yep. Shocked to see that. Man, it was good to see it hurt.
Stephanie Levesque.
Go by Levesque last night, or did they kayfabe again? Okay. So, they're not kayfabing that. They're still kayfabing that, not putting it out there. I thought that may have been, but.
If they would have done that, that might have been my favorite moment. That was not my favorite moment of the night. We'll get into that. But
if they came out as Stephanie Levesque,
me and Dahl were talking about that during whenever it happened. And he goes, what about Shane? I was like, Shane Levesque.
Thank everybody, Levesque. Linda Levesque. Yeah. But no, seeing Stephanie, and Hunter talked about it afterwards. He's like, you know, everything that she's been through before, you know, and then with everything that's come out, like, I couldn't even imagine it be her in her shoes to have that sort of stuff come out about your dad. But just to have her back on screen, and she doesn't miss a beat. Like,
no,
timeless. It felt right to have her there, and it was the perfect way to kick off night two.
When Stephanie was running was the chief brand officer, that was the absolute perfect role for her. And not saying it could happen that she comes back in the company, but if that role ever needs to be filled again in this new company.
Well, based out of everything that I've seen so far, is that she is back in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. Now, WWE themselves haven't come out and confirmed that, mm-hmm. but everything that's been reported on, you know, reading between the lines as far as what Triple H said in his press conference last night, that she is back in some form or fashion. And rightfully so. Like, it is, even though they sold the company and all that, but it's her business. Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm. she has the passion to go out there and talk about it, do all the different boards that she was on, you know, all the different programs, you know, from Connor's Cure and different things that she would do. She gets it. She knows how to respond to people. Like, she's just very good in that role. And I would love to see her back at some point if she's not already back today.
I need CM Punk on guest commentary with Pat McAfee and Corey Graves and also Snoop Dogg.
I was just saying, let's talk about Snoop.
Yes.
Time all the time. Just been watching back.
All the time.
Kendo Stick is whooping stick from now on.
When he said that's the family reunion table, somebody's going to get hurt, I lost it. He's like, Grandma, they in the house, are you in again?
He was like, what's the chair there for? He's like, Bobby about to go to school.
Yeah. That match was good itself. He just elevated it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, watch that.
He had Cole talking about smoking weed. And
yes.
Like, Corey had a line at the end. He goes, I've been telling people about Cole for how long, and now you finally believe me.
Those guys were tremendous. So, all right. Well, open the show. We had Drew and Seth. Jay, I thought you were about to nail that sumbitch right off the bat. You had Claymore 1-2, and I was like, oh, shit. He called it on the prediction. Like, and then kick out, and I'm like, man. And then he kicked out of a second one. I'm like, god damn. Kicked out of a third one. It took 4 Claymores to keep him down. Now, that may have been a little bit overbooked there, especially because the last one came after Drew took a stomp on the table. And then roll back in the ring and hit the fourth one. 1-3. Like, yeah, that's a little no sell. but I thought those two did what they needed to do. Drew rightfully got his moment. And then everything that transpired afterwards was just, you know, as far as cash-ins go, one of the better ones that I've seen than I can remember, because I did not expect it. I was just like, Drew's talking his shit to CM Punk, and we're going to go to a promo package. Nope. Wrong. Wrong.
I still hate Damian Priest, but he's growing on me.
I was expecting a cash-in tonight. I was. So when he came out, I was like, damn, it's really going to happen.
We've had so many Raw after Mania cash-ins. I'm glad that, you know, it didn't change anything differently than Seth's. It was just his own moment. I loved it.
And he's the first Puerto Rican champion in 50 years. Pedro Morales. He talked about that in the press conference last night, what it means. And yeah. And if you listen to Priest in the press conference, like, it's kind of hard not to like the guy.
His press conference was great.
So I am curious to, like, he's been getting praised since he's come up. You know, after that Bad Bunny WrestleMania match, like, it was just, you heard it. Yeah. They were super high on him, and, you know, he finally gets a shot, and we'll see what he can do with it. I'm excited. I don't know what it means for Judgment Day, but that's another layer to their story, which is
exactly mm-hmm.
right now.
They're the next story.
Technically, the two biggest champions on Raw are Judgment Day.
That's why I don't want to be a transitional champ. I just want to see how this Judgment Day plays out, because
and I immediately saw, oh, this is so Drew can win it in Scotland or wherever they're going for Clash.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I mean, in my eyes, this means to tell me there's more uncertainty about whether or not Drew's going to sign.
Didn't we say the same thing about Drew and the original Clash of the Castle 2 years ago, that they were saving it for that? And that came along. So.
Well, y'all said that. I didn't say that. I had my
trial. Didn't Clash September?
July, I think.
July.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on the dates, but.
But yeah, I mean, that, like.
No, I think Money in the Bank's July. It might be June.
More uncertainty for Drew. May 25th. It's Clash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, early.
So, but yeah, that opener was great.
Yes, it was.
Fantastic.
When's the Brawl in Berlin? I'll go through the calendar and see when. There's so many events that they've had announced already.
Get the researcher on.
Is Backlash next?
Yeah, that's in France.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's when's 3 weeks.
Oh, damn. That's quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dynasty weekend. Isn't it the same weekend as Dynasty?
No, it's May. May 4th, I think. So the following weekend.
Oh, May the 4th be with you. Okay. Nice. So opening match was great. Montez Ford damn near leaped into the first row.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable spot. He's so good. Like I know Dawkins is I like love the Street Profits together, but I need a Tez push by himself at some point in time. It has to happen. Like, he's bulked up, he's added muscle, he's done everything. Like,
yeah.
Dude is just a walking highlight reel of moves whenever he's in the ring. He can talk on a microphone. I hope he gets a run at some point in time to truly show what he can do. So, and I thought the Street Fight was what it was. It was sports entertainment.
Weekend right there. I think the match was entertaining, and the commentary just took it to another level.
Mm-hmm.
For me, my match of the night prior to the main event was Bayley and EO. Absolutely loved. Like Hunter called Bayley the foundation in the press conference, and you know, you can say what you will about the Four Horsemen. You can rank them however you want them. You know, I have Sasha Bayley, Charlotte Becky in my order, or Mercedes Bayley, Charlotte Becky in my order. But yeah, Bayley, the foundation, that's a perfect word for her. She is tried, true, tested, unwavering. Any spot you put her in, she's going to be there and knock it out of the park. And for her to get that moment, her first WrestleMania win in singles last night. Crazy. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that going into the match.
That's a trivia question.
That's a WrestleMania moment for a career right there.
Yeah. And last night felt like EO getting back to being EO.
Yes. She looked fantastic.
Some of those sequels, man, were
she
just
looked fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, they absolutely crushed it. Like, and then the triple threat match, like
I enjoyed that. I hate the YouTubers off to the side, but everything else I enjoyed.
Logan Paul.
I don't want to age myself, but I don't know who any of those dudes are in the prime bottles that have showed up. I have no idea. But I didn't realize the handle or his name was I Show Speed. I thought it was ISO Speed. I'm like, who is that?
I thought that's what
ISO
they were saying
Speed?
Too.
Like, ISO Speed. What type of dumb name is that? Yeah. Like, I was about to go wake up my daughter. Like, who's ISO Speed? And then she looked at me like, who?
You would have that old dad. Like, ISO Speed, Dad.
Yeah. He's real popular with the kids.
Yeah, but
no clue. I thought it was KSI like normal.
I thought it was KSI.
All I got as soon as Orton kicked him 75 yards, I'm like, oh, he's gonna Bollywood boys the shit out of this dude, and I'm gonna love every minute of it. And he was an RKO, and my man laid out the rest of the night. He was in the back in a neck brace on a stretcher taking selfies, like he was just out. Like, kudos to him for selling, but. Not even if, like,
I think KSI, they did like a backstage thing. KSI did said something to him, just like, it's not as fun as it looks, huh?
And I hate giving Logan Paul credit. I absolutely hate it.
No. Yeah, give him all the credit, boy. Like, all the credit. Performer.
Yeah.
No, he was a performer. He definitely had that background to come in here, but he's delivered every time he's in that ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what other positive things I could possibly say about night two, honestly. Like,
LA and AJ was good. I enjoyed that match. As much as I didn't care about the story, I enjoyed the match. Mm-hmm. Everything was solid to me.
Everything except AJ's new theme music.
Yeah.
That was the drizzling shits. Please fire the musician that's coming up with your themes. They are terrible.
I thought that today. I was listening to some themes in the car and just like, you know, everybody talks about growing up, we were in the Jim Johnston area of theme songs. And then, you know, NXT brought in that CFO, you know, and had another great era of theme songs. It's just like, if we're in a new era, we need somebody new running WWE music department.
They need help because that was not it at all. At all. So yeah, my kudos to everybody. Kudos to all the performers. Kudos WWE for putting on a weekend. I mean, they are, you know, they're one of one, you know?
Yeah.
Granted they have a, you know, 40-year head start on everybody. but at the same time, like, this weekend just shows you why they're still separate from everybody else.
And I'm surprised we all enjoyed it, but the casual fan,
They ate it up.
They ate it up. Loved it.
That's what I mean. Like, this is where we, you know, when we get into the AEW discussion about how can you make AEW better, it's that casual fan element that's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't want to go that route, fine. That's them. That's their business model. That's what they want to do for it. But at the same time, like, you're not going to get everything that you want, and you're not going to run a business and make money that you want to, that you could potentially make if you don't get the casual fans in. I mean, you had Lil Wayne, you had, you know, Logan Paul, you had ISO Speed, you had Snoop Dogg, you had like just celebrities alone that were there this weekend. Everybody in the crowd, like,
but like you said, I mean, it's a head. They have plenty of head start that's taken get to this. It's not something that's happening overnight.
No, I know, but even when you look at some of the celebrities that AEW has brought in over times, it's still not to, you know, it's not Toby Keith and TNA, but like, you know, you bring out Giannis in Milwaukee, cool. But like, you got Lil Wayne and they're pulling up some rapper I've never heard of. That's
Scrappy.
That's outside. that's there with Swerve.
You get Fozzy.
All right, we're 10 minutes out from Raw. We're gonna stick on here once Raw kicks off for at least the opening segment, and depending on how this goes, you know, as people drop off, we may kick it with you guys in the chat if you're going to stay involved and in tune. But where we go? What do you want to see? Surprises tonight? What are you looking for? What are you excited about? Are they all going to be all in-house surprises? Any returns? What do you got for the Raw after Mania?
Cody brought this up earlier on Pat McAfee, and this was something I had even before he brought it up. If it's a new era, I need a new title. This one's been there for a decade. It's time to change it up.
I mean, you just got the gold back.
You just got the gold backplate.
To me, that's Roman's belt. You know, that was the undisputed title for Roman. That's got like his smoking skull in it for me. But
hey, bringing that wing eagle back.
Well, that's what Cody said on Pat.
That's what he said on Pat. He said there's.
Well, he did bring back the IC belt. Yeah.
I actually don't know if they can, but.
Yeah, they started standing in the crowd and
bring back the white strap.
You're obviously doing homage to the winged eagle in some form or fashion, mm-hmm. and maybe not get the exact winged eagle, but so out of everything that could possibly happen tonight, you want a new title shown? That's what I got out of that?
Honestly, I just want this to be a Raw after Mania. I'm not gonna sit here and say I want this person to show up, I want that person to show up. I want to be surprised. I want to be entertained for these next 3 hours. So
they're dropping new belts every month, so they're raking in the money. You might as well just slap on a new title.
I think I'm ready to see Alexa come back.
Ooh. Okay. She, I believe she, there has been some pictures floating around the internet of her working out, potentially.
She really didn't show up yesterday.
She was backstage.
She was backstage. Yeah. So
and you know that they're going to have stuff planned for Friday night as well, right?
Yeah.
So
who put that up?
I accidentally hit it on my mouse. I didn't mean to.
Hands up, like what the fuck is happening?
He just always wants to test that.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead. You're not gonna cut me out. You know who I am. You know The Rock. I'll fire you.
Final boss.
So they'll spread out the surprises over two nights in some form or fashion. We'll get some NXT call-ups for sure. Alexa's a good call as far as somebody coming back. Maybe a Carmella. Maybe we get the little coin droppage and we see Mella is money back on Friday night.
But what shows Corey on again? Yeah, Friday. So,
rumor has it, and I hate that I saw this come across the timeline because I would have absolutely popped to hear music and it hit. But rumor has it Jacob Fatu has officially signed with WWE. Signed his deal on Wednesday. He was at Mania and backstage, so maybe you see him. And Tama Tonga put out a little cryptic post on IG with a little red phone there as far as somebody coming in. Now, we'll see. But like you, Chris, I think they've entertained me enough over Saturday and Sunday. If they entertain me for 3 hours tonight, then we're definitely in a new era. Because that's a three-day streak that they haven't had in a really long time.
Like, they keep saying it's a new era. Show me it's a new era. So, entertain the hell out of me for that.
Actions speak louder than words, because we heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Raw after Mania, like, yeah, it was big, but there was that time period. I want to say it was maybe, like, was it around whenever AJ and Nakamura and them first signed? But, like, there was that run there where they had, like, a couple years in a row where the crowd overtook the show.
Yeah.
They had big name signees that came in that had name value outside that people wanted to see. You know, Lashley came back. Like, you had that run there where I feel like the Raw after Mania kind of got built up to this thing that it wasn't always that. And it turned into that was supposed to be the expectation, but that's not sustainable to do year after year because there's not always going to be free agents. There's not always going to be, you know what I mean? Like, it just wasn't. So, like, I feel like there's been a couple where it's been like a law where, like, oh, well, that's all it was. Like, it's like, well, no, if you look, especially like the last couple years, you know, 22 and 23, like, they split it up over two nights. It just wasn't all on Raw. So it kind of took away from it as well a little bit.
And especially whenever SmackDown was on Tuesday nights too. They were trying to spread it out over two nights a little bit more than what they had previously been doing. But I want to say I'd have to really go back and see the years of everything that's happened. But the last one that I really remember of it being a great, you know, Raw after Mania being hyped up was probably 32. Like, that was like up there as like the whole show was just a bunch of different stuff happened.
Was that the year Roman beat Taker, was it?
No, that was Roman beat Triple. And they had all the NXT call ups come up that year.
Yeah, a bunch of NXT call ups. Yeah. So that was like
Enzo and Cass.
Like, yeah, that was like the Shane, like right before the draft happened again. And like you were kind of seeing that's where they were going with it.
Yeah, So yeah, okay. So you're looking almost 10 years ago. Then you had Roman beat Taker, him walking out, and the FU Roman chants for him.
Yeah.
Great for him just to say, it's my yard now, drop the mic and get out. Like, but yeah, I don't. So I don't know. Surprise wise, Alexa's a great call. Like I said, I hope we hear Mella's money on Friday. Get Carmella back in the fold.
Is Braun officially SmackDown?
What's that, Jay?
Is Braun officially SmackDown?
Braun? From what the contract said. Yeah.
I think yes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything about him. What's going on with his situation, with his injury?
Oh, he's injured? Oh, wow.
Braun,
are you talking about Braun Breaker or Charlotte? Breaker's
already on SmackDown.
Strowman, I have no idea.
So for like,
hold on, is that rule going to continue? You can't have two people with the same name. That was Vince Sting. You can't have two Braun.
Strowman,
you'll confuse the audience.
Does Braun Breaker? He has the two K's. Does he get two N's?
Be careful where you're placing those ends.
So, like, talking about SmackDown, okay, Roman was on SmackDown with the WWE title. You know, Raw right now, Raw has two champions. You know, does the WWE title automatically get moved to, you know, SmackDown? Like, does Cody now become property of SmackDown, or
Cody we have said to see a trade? Cody said he wants to be a champion on both brands, but I don't feel there's no need for a champion.
No.
Not with another heavyweight title out there.
Because you're just going to overshadow Priest.
And you need to let Priest breathe right now. Yeah. You know, develop his own identity.
No, you have Cody come out and open the show tonight.
Of course.
And then him go over to SmackDown and be on SmackDown on Fridays. Now when Raw goes to Netflix, I don't know how they're going to do that or what's going to shake out there, because you're going to need big hitters on Netflix to get people behind the paywall to tune in and watch it every week.
If we need to do another draft to change champions, cool. But...
would you say
is that Roman? Is that Roman? Roman.
The final boss.
Yeah,
Rock. He was in those contract negotiations with Netflix.
You want to see the final boss?
Netflix signed Roman to a deal for movies. Betcha, not Roman. Final boss, you know. Betcha, Rock shows up on Raw every week on Netflix.
I mean, it definitely is a shift. If you're looking at Roman taking time off, and I know you're gonna say, well, he took time off while he was champ, but he was still champ. Like, this is him actually taking time off to where, like, SummerSlam looking like he'd be back at the earliest, like, and Seth goes away and Becky goes away, like, you're gonna have to usher in some new people and get some new faces there. So I think the whole excitement factor of it being a new era, I know last year was kind of Triple H's WrestleMania, but it really wasn't, because, you know, the other person who shall not be named was still there. Like, this is everything about this weekend. For as much as it was WrestleMania, it was also everybody talking about it being the new era, the new leaf, the new goals, the new model, et cetera, et cetera. Team first attitude. Everybody's excited to come to work and shoot for the same goal as far as elevating the business together and all that. So,
man, that sounds familiar. Sounds like the attitude there.
Do you know who else that sounds like? Sounds like Heyman talking to the ECW locker room.
Yep.
You can't. This is the thing that I hate about, like, all this talk about it being a new era. You can't just make it a new era. It has to be something that just evolves naturally. So.
Well, I mean, that's true too. Like, you can't, like you said, you don't give something a name. And Hunter talked about that on Friday on McAfee show. Like, we didn't call it the Attitude Era while we were in it. We were just out there grinding and working. And then, you know, all of a sudden you look back 10 years later and it's Attitude Era. What? Watch what you're doing with your hands. You got this out right now.
You didn't realize he froze.
Yeah, he froze.
I'm trying to get the computer back where it was. I had YouTube up so I could try to watch it, but it's not going to happen. So. I'm just. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm completely frozen on my end right now.
Yeah, we hear you. He was out there signing.
Catch up. Yeah, you're playing catch up right now.
Grabbing ear titties.
Clip of the week. Clip of the week. We got Triple H kicking off the show.
This is why I hate doing watch-alongs, because then I can't hear this stuff.
Yeah.
So you put the noise cancellation on the microphone and move a little bit further away from the TV and bump it up a little bit.
So dead air. Yeah, that's a kind of podcast. Dead air.
I mean, I know we touted Triple H for all those years in NXT, what he did with the brand, and we were all more excited to watch NXT than the main roster and everything. You know, given that he's been there now, what, year and a half, 2 years? Like, you can start to see the fingerprints of it being his show and what he wants to do week in and week out.
Live closed captions are terrible.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
I have it on. They're calling him like the cerebral assassin. It comes up the Kreb Rail assassin.
That's worse than your sign language. You got fired for being a fake interpreter. They got over 18,000 people in that arena tonight. That's unbelievable.
They keep the same small setup because I tuned in and he was already
there. You know what it looks like? It looks like the when they used to come out Madison Square Garden, like
what they had, like on SmackDown and okay. NXT,
or like the old Raw in the old Raw setup in the whatchamacallit, the ballroom.
No, you hit it. That's what I thought whenever I saw it on SmackDown the other day. MSG thoughts.
Yeah. Sounds like we got a little bit of a rowdy crowd, so maybe we will get a Raw after Mania here. See how long this cheer and adulation goes. Because if they go 3-4 minutes of just cheering and chanting, we're definitely going to get a strong Raw after Mania. You know, I'm so tired after these 4 days. These sons of bitches are going to have me up till 11 o'clock watching all this. And then, you know, I'll be all juiced up. And won't be able to go to bed till midnight. We got to thank you.
They're giving him the reaction. Okay, here we go. Anybody want to say what? Anybody can hear it. Want to relay what he's saying?
He's thanking them right now.
I'm trying to get closed caption to work.
It ain't great. It ain't working. Put it in French. Those Spanish, yeah, like, one, Spanish one of the Spanish two classes you took in seventh and eighth grade coming in right now.
Be a little taker. That's all I know.
You're like amateur with the subtitles, boy. You need to watch anime more.
No,
great.
I watched the watch.
But that type of subtitle is completely different. They take the time and effort to work those out.
You see, they said that study came out that kids nowadays prefer to watch TV with the closed captioning on because of watching.
I always did.
Because they don't listen.
Well, whenever somebody on TV talks low like you, you know, you can't understand.
Hey, lean in.
See, for me, I a lot of times I put on the closed captioning because, like, if you're watching TV, like, especially a movie, like, the action is so loud and the dialogue so soft. And it's like,
nah, you better go get your ears checked.
Yeah.
Take it away from the experience. Closed like, caption because the gun scene's too loud.
I mean, I constantly like with the remote's always in my hand watching a movie. Like, okay, gotta turn it up.
Oh, that's what you're calling it? The remote in your hand always? That's what you're calling it now?
50-50, what's in the hand? But
he's coming out. Oh, Cody. Okay.
Point on the board. We got one on the board.
The closed caption says undisputed WWE champion. Is that what he called him? If anybody heard, or
I didn't hear what he called him.
I was about to say, so Universal's out the picture now?
I mean, it should be, but you can't at this point. What's the Roman was the undisputed champion, you know?
How about Brandy showing up last night? That was a surprise. I wasn't expecting.
Oh, we got the side plates finally. I was going around all day today with the Roman stuff. I like Brandy on TV last night.
I mean, everybody was out there celebrating. They should have had Bernard the Business Bear out there as well.
There's a throwback.
Bernard the
Business Bear. Was Bernard the Business Bear? Anybody know?
Flip. Huh?
It was Flip? Okay.
He got a Wish Cody Rhodes jacket. That wasn't Amazon. That was a Wish version. There,
I want to know how much of the money they made on those Cody Rhodes jackets at the World this weekend. There was a lot of people that had those Cody Rhodes jackets.
I saw a lot of people in the store buying the Bret Hart jacket.
I think Jason drove over to Philly just for that.
It was the all pink with the black. It was, yeah. He got the jacket and the shades. Jason will come out with long hair next Saturday. It's going to be crazy.
He still got the coif.
Well, that's when you know it ain't me. It's a clone or something. How do you know to check me? Where's the real Jason?
With AI, we got to do that safe word, I guess, for our friends now.
If I come out like,
Secret Wars. It could be Secret Wars. Are you real?
There is definitely an alternate timeline, Jason, that is the biggest Bret Hart fan. Bret Hart, X-Pac, NWO.
Now he hates Paul Heyman.
We're 24 hours out, and you know, he just finished the story and the pop and the woe, and the crowd is loving him and everything else. Hardest thing to do in pro wrestling is be a babyface champ.
Yeah.
So, how long? Over under. Right now, how long? How long?
So, it might be 2 months.
2 months.
How long did it take the AEW crowd to turn on him?
2 years. Was it full 2 years?
He said 2 months.
Someone put on Twitter, I forget who it was, but they go, I'm just putting this here. The day that you guys start booing Cody, we're coming back to references.
And Steve, didn't he say before on one of the shows that face champ have to be a fighting champ? You just can't sit on the title as a heel champ.
Yeah, yeah. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have him burying everybody either.
Right.
The Cena experience, basically.
Is it the Cena experience? The Roman experience. The big dog.
And you saw that with Hunter with last night in the press conference talking about Seth. You know, he said, when you introduce a new title and you need to make it mean something, what do you do with it? How does that look? How do you get that belt to mean something when it's brand new? There's no lineage per se on a title. He said, you hand it to Seth freaking Rollins and let him go to work. And Seth put into work with that belt to make it mean something.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, this belt has history, et cetera, et cetera. But Cody's going to have to do work to make it mean something.
In
his own eyes, in his own version. And he's already out there wrestling 4 or 5 times a week. You know, I don't see him sitting on his laurels or taking time off to go do stuff while he's champ.
Cody will be the house show champion again.
Still talking.
Yeah.
Nobody came with a steel chair yet, you know, to make a name.
Set the gate record.
I'm really
accolades.
I mean, now see, you're talking about gate numbers. You see, like now talking gate numbers and that stuff. That's like Sony and Microsoft at E3 talking about numbers. Oh yeah, we sold this many systems and that stuff. Man, nobody gives a damn about the numbers. Let's get to the action. We want to see the games. You don't want to hear about numbers. It was like you already told us the numbers. That's
Donald, I am so with you on that because it's like, oh yeah, highest grossing this, highest grossing that. I'm sorry, you're the one that sets the prices.
Yeah, nobody cares about that. Okay, there's 72. Yeah, it was like, okay, there's 72,000 people at Mania. All right,
gotta get the tickets bought though. You can set the prices that you, at the price that you want, but if people ain't buying the tickets, you ain't gonna get the numbers.
Like they talk about like all this like with Raw and everything, like the highest grossing Raw. It's just like, okay, let's talk about the price of tickets now compared to the last time that was the highest grossing Raw.
I'm sure if you go back to the Attitude Era and you adjust to today's inflation prices, you can get numbers that are similar in cost and what. But
yeah, I mean that's good and all, but I'm here to see the action.
Yeah,
I don't care about the spreadsheets.
I can listen to the Q1, you know, or after Mania call and listen to that stuff.
Exactly, just like E3. Give me the games. Keep your spreadsheets in the office.
Now we're getting the Cody recap of everything that he's done.
Everything.
So, you know, surprised me. We were coming home after WrestleMania, and they were talking about it on talk radio. Like, we'll give you some sports recaps.
Oh, sports break.
UConn game, and then they did like Cody beat Roman, and I'm like, or no, they did something, and then they talked about Cody Roman the next day. I'm like, I'm getting this on radio. Yo, what world am I in?
Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco talked about it last night on the nightly recap. Now Shannon's a huge wrestling mark, like absolutely loves wrestling.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean they had a long discussion about it, what it means, and everything else. Like,
I got a question for you guys because I'm not saying it's happening. I just want to see. There's just been a lot of like little Easter eggs lately that I've been picking up, and just like I keep thinking of the Authority. And it's just like whenever Stephanie came out last night, I was just like,
and go try to bring them back.
Like, I'm not saying it's coming back. I'm just, it's just been a lot of stuff lately that just like makes me question, like, could this be a direction they're going?
No, I don't see that at all. You have Pierce and Aldis for a reason. Yeah. You don't need the Authority. Mm-hmm. They're both good at what they do when they're on TV. They have their spots, you know. Let them continue to act like true general managers of a sports team.
That's what I'm interested in seeing where they go with the title situation, if it happens tonight or SmackDown.
Like if it were the Authority, if it were the Authority, would Triple H be in it?
I hope not.
Because I'm like, because you still have this Rock. I don't know. Well, they didn't go too far into it, but you still have the Rock Triple H aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think you put the Authority figure in right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Rock's going away. We know that he brought that up. He's got movies to film the next couple months. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Rock's gonna be gone for a while.
Yeah. Next month he has to. So he's got to prep for this movie. You know, that starts a month from now to film.
Hey, I need some more belt strap whoopings.
You'll get it around SummerSlam.
SummerSlam, the Bobby Rhodes come back. Once you see that pop it in the store. You know,
now we got the Cody crybabies. Cody's crying in the ring watching the video recap. See, now this is going to get people to turn on Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
I get it. You're authentic. You're authentically being you right now, but.
He's got a little bit of Nature Boy in him.
No. This isn't Rick crying.
I got a little Rick emotional person.
Oh, they capped it with Dusty holding the belt, and then Cody. This man's gonna—he's gonna be.
You know,
he's gonna be in full-fledged snot bubbles.
This man is good. Scrape him off the mat.
Nick Carter's probably saying, "Now this is TV."
This is good shit.
I like him in the corner yesterday. Come on. Yeah. He got the palm seat. It was like, hold up now.
He needs that Linda McMahon seat. A couple rows back.
The only person crying more right now than Cody Rhodes is Dave LaGreca.
Oh, man. I couldn't imagine seeing him last night.
I ain't going to lie. I thought about buying a bathroom to wear on the show this weekend.
He literally had an event and everybody showed up in the pink bathroom for the Cody crying. The man knows how to work a gimmick.
There's a reason that show's as popular as it is.
Well, yeah, they got that shield Bubba Ray Dudley on it every single week. You see that hate he got last night.
He looked so out of place dressed up as a referee.
The vertical strikes, man. You can't be a chubby guy wearing vertical strikes. Don't work. Gotta go east to west. Can't do north to south. Stay away from the stripes all to begin with.
You ain't Bully Ray whenever you're wearing a referee shirt.
All right, what do we got here, Cody? Spit it out.
So, question for you guys. Since Backlash is coming up, do you guys like WrestleMania ending feuds? Or do you like WrestleMania matches being the start of a feud?
I like whenever there's a summer feud. You know, like whenever like you have that storyline to build for SummerSlam.
It's way to take a question out of context and just give your own politician answer. You running for office this year?
I'm the politician here.
Yeah. Well, you've been taking pages out of my notebook. This dude asked about Backlash and WrestleMania feuds. You know what?
I like SummerSlam.
I like those summer feuds building SummerSlam. Give me a nice hot July angle to take.
Like, no, like that's what I'm looking for. Like, I don't want to see like new stuff just necessarily end next month. I'd rather see start building towards something new.
Giving Samantha Irvin her shine as we did earlier on the show. Kudos. So, Donald, back to your question, but WWE, you really don't know, like, is WrestleMania is allegedly the end, right? But then they have like the season premieres in the fall. So it's like where AEW, you have that quote unquote stop and start anew again. Like if they would make WrestleMania the end and then Monday after you start anew and you start building new feuds and to the first pay-per-view after that, then I'd be fine with that and have that work out on a yearly basis just so you have some delineation of a start stop type. Yeah. I don't need the WrestleMania match to lead to the feud through the summer and end at SummerSlam. Yeah. We've seen that time and time again under Vince too.
I think it depends on the feud. Like I want to see Bayley and Io go again, but like the Bloodline, this just, you know, that had to cap this off here.
Where do we stand on rematches in WWE these days? It used to be, you know, if you were a champion, you got a rematch, and then they got rid of that stipulation. And
Roman still gets his rematch.
I was just gonna bring that up, Chris. Where I don't need Backlash being the WrestleMania rematch show. Remember when?
Yeah, that's how it always was. That's where the quote. Yeah, I was thinking about that question earlier.
Yeah, whenever they called it WrestleMania Backlash. No, I don't need that either. You know,
In the right setting, a rematch is fine. I don't think every single title matchup needs a rematch.
No.
Just
like Sammy Gunther put Gunther off onto his own thing.
Yes.
Yeah, Gunther is one that if you want to take, you know, you just got married and whatever, you know, like maybe took some time off for that. But if you want to take a month off and then come back, you know, fresh and anew, okay, cool. I'll let you go to work with that as well. But Io and Bayley, you could run that back at Backlash. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, thank you, Roman Chant going. Deserved.
Yeah.
Gotta get a stuff. Thank you, Seth Chant, in there too.
That'll come up next.
You got 20 minutes. You have 20 minutes in, and I still got no chair shot on the chat to start something. Like, come on now. Like, somebody make a name for yourself. Come on.
Are you shooting spears right now?
Man, somebody do something.
Well, they did.
Like every time Roman would be on Raw, and just no one challenged him.
They did commercial free. What was it? 2 weeks ago or whatever. And the first 40 minutes was just The Rock, Roman standing in the ring talking. I'm like, oh, so you guys put no matches in this first hour. Just let them talk.
It's just Cody in the ring by himself.
No, is that a daughter?
Oh, we got the this guy is pulling all the politician heartstrings and everything. Oh, no, he's great.
He showed the dog out next.
He said the dog
will
come out next.
I'm surprised he didn't walk down in the ring with Pharaoh.
Yeah, he said that after that last time that Pharaoh got spooked with the fire, with the
fireworks in AEW.
Doing that again with him.
Yeah, throw an American, single American whiskey jingle.
I drink it neatly.
And here goes that C&D.
Hey, shout out to Wheatley. If you want us to try your product, send it up. We'll get in touch with us. We'll review it on the
There you go. Good plug.
Just did a review for Happy Dad a couple weeks ago live over St. Patrick's weekend. So if you guys head on over to the YouTube channel, you can check out that video as well as the other drink of the weeks and all of our one gotta go debates that we have as well in the archives and any and all of the past episodes of the Dumb Marks podcast as well. And
I think Dumb Marks need the official vodka of the programming.
The greatest entrance in wrestling.
Metaphor.
Well, your TV's ahead.
Yeah.
Your TV's ahead.
Is it a metaphor?
No, it's not metaphor. Oh, shit. The People's Champ is there.
Belt final boss.
True People's Champ. Mm.
Merge all the belts together. One true undisputed. The WWE Undisputed Universal People's Champion.
Even with a small entrance, the freaking... Yo, there's levels to everything, right? There's, and The Rock is just levels above when it comes to just aura and presence and just, God.
I was thinking about this the other day with this entrance. It's just like the whole LED thing just changed, you know, wrestling for like these entrances too.
You got the bell bottoms on.
And you got the Coogee vest though.
But that's ring attire.
Ring attire. Title on the line.
Now, is this the final boss Rock, or is this the Rock turning back into the People's Champ Rock, and he's going to give Cody his flowers and thank him and say, "Hey, I need him to cut another promo on Mama Rhodes and go hard.
Yeah.
Stay in this mode." Like,
dude, how's that work? Like,
don't break kayfabe, Rock. Stay healed.
Yeah,
don't break kayfabe.
That's the only thing I wish they would have done more last night is
with him, like, Mama Rhodes.
Yeah, Cody says, you know, she doesn't want to be part of it, but just like,
you hyped it up. What's her name get bought up? Yeah, she should have took a couple lashes too.
She made merch, you know, said her name 500 times in one promo. Like,
Mama Rhodes should have had some blood, sweat, and tears on that belt too.
How's that work thing? Like, how can I slide that all to my mom? This is what happens when you fuck with the phone.
Yeah, coming to work with a black eye the next day.
He's just gonna be bullying your sister around, like, Mama beat him. Look at your daughter. Look at your daughter now. Kicking his dinosaurs over.
Mom, what does fucking final boss mean?
I could see your nephew just standing over you, go, acknowledge me.
Yeah, instead of Jason being on the board, I paid a mortgage in this.
Get on there. I see his social media. I'm the one that walks these dogs around here.
I was not expecting The Rock tonight, so we got one surprise. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
All right, stay in character. Don't flip flop back to the goody two shoes Rock. I need to find a boss still. Please.
Hey guys, be sure to watch the UFL on Sunday and Saturday, Sunday. I'll see you guys later.
This weekend.
I'll see you guys later.
The Brahma Bulls and the St. Louis Battlehawks. Yeah,
don't forget, drink your Terramana.
I mean, the man even sold the choke slam last night. Did you see his face whenever Taker picked him up? They showed a shot of him from the back, looking over Taker's shoulder. Just as good as whenever he took the spear on Saturday night.
Oh yeah, he sold that spear Saturday night.
Whenever Taker's gong went off, and then the second time, and he disappeared, I was like, he take all the bodies with him too? Because I didn't see anybody. I'm like, Rock is gone. Cena's gone. Like, where everybody got to? Like, Taker just collected all the bodies. Like, yeah, it's time to get out of the ring.
Druid's got it. That's what they're there for.
Oh, now Rock is going to fill the crowd for the next 10 minutes, not say a word.
So they only put boo. They won't put anything else the crowd says but boo.
Steve, you brought it up before. It's going to be 8:45 before we even do anything here.
Telling you, man. Young talent is an opportunity.
No.
I'm saying young talent chair shot somebody. I mean, you got two people in the ring. You can make a name for yourself out there.
Getting the master class right now.
Bring out Fatu and Tama Tonga. They can be the Rock's henchmen while he's gone filming movies. They're not even letting him speak. They're putting a microphone up to his lips and they're booing him. Okay.
You ain't Dominic Mysterio. Can't take that. Your gimmick's already taken.
I think that's the first time I heard McAfee tonight. Like him and Cole for 30 minutes. They haven't said a word. Easiest payday they've ever gotten. Yeah.
I remember those days when Cole used to just talk over everybody.
As soon as the Rock leave the ring, if Cody's still in there, that's when you hit Trick's music.
Okay, let's take this.
I was like, let's throw everything at what's the kitchen sink tonight?
Yeah, everything.
If you are on payroll for the WWE, you are on this 3-hour.
You're program. Available. You're on call. You're available. Everybody's back in catering.
I have never seen a reaction to The Rock in this way before. Except whenever Roman won the Rumble and they were standing side by side and he got booed out the building.
Half hour in.
Mm-hmm. Might as well be the show. This might as well just be
half hour in.
One, by the way, still segment one. We said we were staying for segment one. Yeah,
we can't even leave. Yeah, we can't even leave.
I gotta let the dogs out. Like, what are we doing here? Come on.
We can't even leave because if one of us leave, the show's over with.
Nah, just drop out. Drop out.
Just drop out, yeah, walk away.
Send a text over whenever it's done. Man.
Don't mute the audience.
Whoop that trick.
Before we begin, you've been in the ring for 10 minutes.
Now, before we begin, we'd be a long time to rock.
Yeah.
No.
They might have to go to commercial break.
You know, Wheatley's back there going, I'm like, Cody's out in the ring. Why aren't we talking about Wheatley?
For an attendance break? Come on.
Hey, there you go. The spreadsheet.
That Mick Foley cheap pop.
There you go. He just said it.
If I was knew this segment was going to take this long, I would have brought my dinner down to eat during the show. Jason.
With the whole pack of cookies, I'm down to two.
Watching Doug Marks wine and dine. Well, knew to watch them. You know, at our age, we got responsibilities to be doing.
I don't know what's gone on more in this segment. Either the standing with no talking or the bleeping out of the audience because of just the amount of cussing that the audience
can get. I was gonna say, I don't even necessarily need
when first get here soon enough, so I ain't gotta bleep this shit out on Netflix. Please.
Like that's the only reason that I need the TV to get elevated a little bit. Just so we can stop with all this bleeping on TV.
Now The Rock's raising his fake title that got made on Thursday night that supposedly was given to him 30 years ago whenever he was first born. And 30.
He was doing some cussing walking down the ramp last night.
I was wondering why they were bleeping out on Peacock.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's quote unquote behind the paywall.
Yeah.
I guess it's still NBC.
I remember when things used to get shown on pay-per-view.
What's he saying now? If he is saying anything.
Talking about it, how he beat him.
Looks like everything he overcame.
This ain't Final Boss material.
You know, Final Boss gets new henchmen and starts back
again. Exactly.
I don't ever remember Rita Repulsa and Lord Zed ever. You know, like, oh, Putty's like, give the Power Rangers their due today.
Talking about Mama Rhodes.
Oh, don't make the man cry. Come on.
Right, talking about Dusty in Heaven.
Oh, God.
I hope he says something about being... You gotta give me the Final Boss, Rock.
Yeah. So is this what starts the Roman and Rock thing? Like, we're not giving him flowers. He'd do something.
That needs to be the opposite way. The Rock needs to go to Roman and be like, I handed you everything on a platter. You lost the match.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rock damn sure ain't writing this promo on his wrist. This one's taking forever.
Be like, hold up a second. Oh, yeah, we're right here.
Still got 10 minutes. Talking about the nameplate. Oh. But you're not the people's champion.
Ain't saying nothing. Saying a lot, but ain't saying nothing. Man. The Eclipse got more action than this.
Now, look, if we were to sign off right now, if something's going to happen.
It will happen.
You will get happen. Taker, you get Cena.
I don't even know if anybody who should not be name shows back up.
We got anybody in the chat with us still. I haven't seen a comment in a minute. We got nobody here.
There's people still here, so.
Yeah.
Taquan came with the drive-by and bounced.
He was like, I got shit to do. It's Monday. I'll see you Saturday.
He gets his hour of internet time on the weekends. He didn't have that tonight. He's getting hard out from the fake burner in the cell block next to him.
I hope in 2 seconds there's a big fucking steam on here.
The bar that burner in the cell block next to him. That's what you get for coming on here and dropping that line, Taquan. The obligatory. I got your obligatory.
What's going on?
Like, I don't even need to be here. Just that one comment.
Rocks ain't never held that belt.
Oh, here we go. Did I just hear resume checking?
Did they just do the I can hold yours if you hold mine?
What are we doing here?
You said you never held that belt. He did the scratch one, didn't he?
Yeah, he's the one that brought out the original design.
He brought up the
scratch. Yeah. And then the year later, they changed it to this.
Now he's going to hit Cody in the face with the belt and lay the smack down on him.
Make the white hair bleed like Rick.
Drop that Easter egg.
I never held that
belt. The crowd's saying this is awkward. It's like running into your ex with her new man.
You know who else I never held that belt? That exact belt.
Well, the brother.
Cody got this perplexed look on his face.
Gotta say it 3 times, Donald. He'll magically appear. Long ass send off.
It is 40 minutes.
So wait, here he goes. When I come back, I get to the point. We can get the Rock and Cody at SummerSlam.
I'll be okay with that.
They're doing the nah 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 chant.
We got to think of something else than that.
5 more minutes. Come on, gentlemen. We need to wrap this shit up. Not us, them.
If you want to go.
Yeah, I'm definitely okay with
back for you.
They're setting it up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely okay with Rock, Cody, if Cody still got the title.
Yeah.
For SummerSlam. That would be in Cleveland this year.
Even a little bit more closer.
Yes, it is. But how would the product fare until then?
Can't be keep doing these 45-minute segments. That's one thing for sure.
It's a new era. It's a soap opera now.
It's professional wrestling. I already beat you.
Jeez, keep waiting this long, man. College football will be out in no time for a PS5.
All right, here we go. This is a new story. Rock says Roman, he beat Roman last night, but The Rock beat him the night before. And his story with Roman ended, but our story has just begun.
So is that a new chapter or a new book?
Chapter.
Chapter.
I mean, if they would do this for SummerSlam, that would...
Cody's playing up the boss card here. Hold on. All right, that was underwhelming.
If they finish this at SummerSlam, then you
that this definitely comes up for Roman. At SummerSlam. What are we doing? <here?
laughs> Cody's the real people's champion.
Well, he said, I'm the champion, I'm the people's champion. Then he leaned in and said, and boss. That means I'm your champion. Again, a little underwhelming. Crowd pop for it, but I can do without.
For Triple H need to come back out.
Well, this commercial free hours was brought to you by Terramana.
Zoe Energy. $7 Productions. And the U.S.
Moana Part 2.
Live action Moana.
You're welcome.
Still talking?
Yep, still talking. One last thing before the final boss rides off.
You know, Damian Priest is champ of Raw, so
I have something to give you.
He's pulling in it. He put his hand in his pocket. He's going to pull out, give him the middle finger. That'd be such a classic.
Whisper something in his ear like Rock did.
He put something in his hand.
But we won't know about it. $7.
You don't even have to open up your hand to know what this is. That's not PG.
What's in the box? What's in the hand? What's in the hand? And Cody just put it in his pocket. Okay, little intrigue there at the end to leave you off with something to think about as far as what he gave him. Cody doesn't like...
That's a little more let down than whenever. Yeah. Nah, it's a little more let down than whenever Vince and Shane were doing the lockbox thing.
I don't know. The face Cody's making right now is...
His daddy's Hall of Fame ring.
I thought that was Nick Khan in the corner there for a second. Is he back there again?
Backstage people out in the crowd. Come on, man.
Whatever he gave him, he put it in his pocket. There's a little intrigue there. Damian Priest showed up.
Yeah.
All right, you won't find out in 4 months.
That was definitely anticlimactic.
Episode 4, day 4, Podomania 4. Thanks for tuning in, rocking with your boys with Dumb Marks Podcast. As always, find us on all social medias at Dumb Marks Pod. We will be back live and in living color on Saturday at our regular time, 11 a.m. for our best of the week, worst of the week recap in all of pro wrestling. Any final thoughts before we get out of here, gentlemen?
This might make worst of the week.
I'm hungry.
Even so far.
All right, I got to go let the dogs out. I'll see you guys. Until next time, I'm Amar, you're Amar. Y'all can catch us around the way.